This topic seems to be constantly in the news. Constantly. About a week doesn't go by that something isn't headline. I was pulling up some of the different articles. You probably saw the Fifth Circuit rejected the lie of transgender pronouns in New York, which kind of shocked me. But this was a woman, Laura Perry. She had received hormone treatment, underwent a double mastectomy, and she now was known as Jake. Then she was living with a transgender man. And she says, and I'm just quoting her, she said, "I kept trying to pretend it wasn't a sin. But as I was convicted, I remember trying to justify it." So there's a lot of that goes on, justifying. And she says that she was forced to admit underlying depression and a gnawing reality that she still was not a man. Some of the other things she says here, "My parents," she said, "didn't get it. They didn't have some perfect formula. They did a lot of good things. But she says the one crucial thing was that my mom never gave in to calling me Jake. It was a tether to reality." So that'll come up. That'll be one of the questions. Do I go with these people's pronouns, whatever they might want to be called? And she said that tethered her to reality, that her mother never gave in to that. She says she came to Christ. So I pray that that is so. And then this man, Jamie Shoup, was the first American to obtain non-binary status under law. After a few years, now he wanted to go back and be who God had created him to be. But he does say in here, so much of it was just in his mind, confused desires. It had nothing to do with the physical as far as scientific, and that is factual. There is nothing scientific about it. Azusa Pacific, that's right out in our neck of the woods in Pasadena area. They're allowing students to be in gay relationships. Not practicing it on campus, but they have a group now that meets. So this is, it's hitting everywhere, including so-called Christian university like Azusa. I would question a lot of that, but you look at their doctrinal standards. It's just all around us. And the thing to realize is that this whole transgender LGBTQ community, officially, practicing members, make up 4% of our society. You'd think they made up 97%. It's 4%. Now, that doesn't include those who support or are okay with it. I'm just saying the practicing community, 4% of our society. Some of the well-known celebrities, Bradley or Chelsea Manning. You have Bruce to Caitlyn Jenner. Miley Cyrus, she just says she's genderless or pansexual. "I'm just a spirit soul," she says. It's a huge issue that they have to deal with in the military. A new popular term, it's been out for a little while, but it's gender fluid. Whatever I feel like at any given time, I am. Tran animal. I know it's a little different, but tran animal. You can look these names up. You want to look and search these things out. This is a woman who, at 16, she knew she was a cat. She calls herself Nano, A-N-N-A-N-O. And then there's a University of Arizona visiting scholar. She is tran animal. She has her students call her, she believes she's a hippo. If I said that to a teacher growing up, I wouldn't sit down for a long time if my parents found out. But she wants to be called that. But the current educational scene, and that's where when they look at where all the struggle takes place and the people are coming out and saying they're transgender or confused about it, they've been exposed to the educational realm where they're really pushing it in the secular universities. In education, even in the lower grades, so now in California. But in California, I mean, it just keeps pushing it. Lower, early grades and everyone to accept it. And something else, it's around cities. You hardly ever find this out in the rural areas. It's around the metroplexes and education. So those are two areas that are just like seedbeds. A couple of facts, and this will be, I'll ride these two themes all the way through the seminar. There is no medical evidence at all for this. None. No scientific. But there's no medical scientific evidence behind this. And there is no biblical evidence for it. There's no biblical justification for it. So that's to let you know which realm they live in and dealing with it. It's all just things they want, things in their mind, but it's not medically oriented or any kind of pathology to the cellular level. And there's no biblical support for it. And Dr. Stephen Stratus, who runs a gender clinic down in Brisbane in Australia, says this is just a trendy fad, and especially among teenagers. He says it's a mental illness, is what he calls it. Mental. If you remember Dr. Ben Carson, a former presidential nominee, a brain surgeon, in his interview with Katie Couric, said, "We have known what a man is and what a woman is for thousands of years. And all of a sudden, we don't know what they are anymore?" He said, "That's absurd. There are biological markers that tell us whether we are a male or a female. And just because you wake up one day and you say, 'I think I'm the other one,' that doesn't change it. Just like a leopard can't change its spots. The way you feel that morning does not physically change who you are. Our Constitution protects everybody in every group to have equal rights. But nobody has extra rights. Nobody gets to redefine everything for everybody else and then make them comply to it. That is not tolerance." Just remember, there's no biblical support for it, and there's no scientific proof for this. Now, current stats. Let me just go to current stats. Now, I tried to put a lot of things in there for you so you weren't writing a lot down. So some of these stats you may have, or at least when you get to definitions. 60% are men and 40% are women that are at least struggling or have labeled themselves as transgender. Half of them are between the ages of 25 to 44. 76% are Caucasian.
7,600
can vary within a month, but right when I looked, it was 700,000 in the United States identify as transgender. 700,000. The unemployment rate for those who say they're transgender is 40%, which is very high because it's hard getting work. They have to be accepting in the job site for a particular individual. 18 states protect the rights of the transgendered. The suicide rate is very high. Almost 50% for men and women.